Blog Talk Radio.
This is the operator with a collect call from
Emery Jones.
To accept the charges, press 1 now.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, this is Dominique.
Hi, Dominique. How are you?
Hey, who is this?
This is Shay.
Hey, Shay, boo. What's
hey. Man, I had no idea it was 10:30. I'm in here trying to rush and do this real quick.
I was like, damn. I, like, set my timer, though, so I would remember because I'm kind
glad
of forgetful.
You did.
Yes,
my
girl.
Laptop says 9:30 instead of 10:30.
Oh, really? It didn't
yeah.
Change. That's weird.
I'm going to fix it tonight.
Yeah.
I was just going off on some posts and realized it was 10:30.
Wait, I'm so weak about my thing. My thing. But, I mean, you know, I totally feel you about the whole background scenario because I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm a clean person, but there's times where my house is a little messy. But I'll tell you this. If I take a picture, I am not going to have some dirty-ass background. Like, there,
no
there's,
way.
It's not happening. You're not going to see my beds all fucked up. You're not going to see hella stains on my mirror. Like, it just doesn't go well together. If I'm trying to project, hey, I'm sexy, look at me. I'm trying to also project I'm clean, I'm a lady, I know how to, you know.
Carry
know
myself.
To,
yeah.
Yes. Girl. Ooh,
you cannot be sexy with oodle noodles in your floor. It just does
ooh.
Not work like that.
Oh, my goodness. And they don't see anything wrong with it, and then they think that you're hating. They'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, you hating. How am I hating? I'm trying to give you advice, bitch. Like, don't say Rachel pick and you got hella shit in the back of your shit. Like, I'm going to give you a negative 20, and you're just going to have to roll with that. But we hate you. I'm like, all right.
It doesn't matter how pretty you are. Because I've seen some really pretty girls, and it's an instant turn off.
Total instant.
Lord have mercy, they got threesome pictures on the wall.
Wait, threesome pictures? Wait, I don't care.
Shout out to Sean E. Colding. Uh-huh. We do not do nudity on our wall. You are banned.
Yeah, you have to go. But shout out to Lena Gonzalez. I don't care what anybody has to say about her. That girl is fly. And I'm about to do them squats that she was talking about. She said that you do the hula hoop. You know, you shake your, hips like Sierra and do, that hula hoop thing with your weight as you're going low. And she said she does that for, an hour. And it makes your ass, gets fatter and it spreads it out.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
I'm about to try that. I mean, it can't hurt. And it's all in the name of exercise.
Yeah.
And who doesn't want a nicer, fatter ass with a small waist? I mean,
hell yeah.
I'm just saying.
That's why I stay in the gym.
Yes, girl. Shout out to her, because she be doing the damn thing with that. I was like, go ahead, girl. I was okay. Mm-hmm,
they was trying to go in on her when she first came into the room a while ago, and I went and looked at her pictures. And they had picture. I was looking at an album that had a baby in it. And the baby was, abused, and it had the story, and it touched her so much. So I don't even think she knew this child, and she went and got the baby's, face tattooed on her ribs.
Oh.
So any female that will go that far, she has a heart. I'm not going to sit here and hate on that girl.
No, I told her, I was like, girl, you are beautiful. You look good. I was like, I cannot hate on you, and I'm definitely giving you your props because you know, there needs to be more of that anyways. I mean, you know what I'm saying? The reason why females are so defensive is because, you know, other females don't give them their props. They can be very nice looking, handling their business, but because maybe their crush or somebody that they want to talk to is on their post, they get mad, they get jealous, and then they start hating on the girl. And it shows insecurity, and it shows that you're immature. You know what I'm saying? Because I can get props. I think you look good, and I like the way that you carry yourself on your post, and I get that cool vibe from you. I'm definitely going to give you some props. I mean,
exactly.
I'm not losing nothing out of that. I'm actually gaining something because, we cool now. So it's good.
Yep.
So,
I don't hate on anybody pretty.
Nope, me either. I can't. I'll be like, go ahead, girl. Because you know what? Some women think they're so fine that nobody looks better to them or nobody's ass is bigger than theirs, whatever. But it's like there's always somebody finer than you. So when you come to that conclusion, you don't be tripping.
Let me ask you a question. As far as the show, we're having a lot of problems with this number. Kat gave me a number yesterday that worked. By any chance, do you know that number?
Yeah, it's because it was full. There, I guess, too many people called in on the 800 number. So the other number is 347-934-0012.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put that one up there. Mallory and Jay and Mr. said they can't get in right now.
Oh, yeah, they have to call that one. But it gave it to you. It gives it on the prompt. It says that this number is full, but you can call on this other number. So, yeah, give them that number. They should be
okay, good. So I'm trying to do a more serious one because last show we got sidetracked with Ant and his experience. So I was, I was in the Cali Alley yesterday, and, oh, my God, there was so much attacking on white people. So I removed myself.
It's but you know, the Cali Alley is very controversial. That was the first group that I really, when I started grouping, that was the very first group, and it was all good when I first came in there. And I slept with one person, and it went crazy from there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh wow!
And I removed myself two or three times from the alley, you know, but people don't understand that, I live in Sacramento. So where it's based out of, I live here. So a lot of the people, you either come, you meet them or you see them in traffic or you have already known them. So, but then there's a lot of out-of-towners, like people, that's what we call them, out-of-towners, because they're not from Stafford, California.
Yeah, I'm from Georgia.
Right, and a lot of the times, like, you know, they be going in, like, everybody goes in on everybody, but...
Well, I'm fine with the fuckery part. I don't have to roast me
cool.
all you want, but when there's 30 in a row, I hate white people post. And I'm the only one in there, like, really making the Black History Month post and trying to push that so that we can get out of the fuckery for a few minutes.
Right.
I just kind of, I don't, you know, I don't usually get in my feelings, but I think I did. Because
right.
I didn't see anybody saying, you know, it was all hate white, hate white, hate white. It was nothing that was going against that. So
right.
I felt like I was by myself. So I made me a nice little post saying this is, you know, ignorant. And I left. I think my other account's still in there. I haven't went and checked on that one. But I've removed the other one. So I was just trying to see.
No idea, like, what's that all about. I don't know. Maybe if some people were just doing it for the fuckery to get reactions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they don't really mean that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a good reaction starter. It's a good way to get people in their feelings. I know that there are some people in there, like Jeremy. He's hecka funny. I mean, he was married to a Black woman. His kids are half Black. And I know he'd be getting people in their feelings, always talking about, you know, nigger this, nigger that. But if you've been in the alley, you know that it's pure fuckery. And people that have been in the alley, you know, they laugh at it because it's a funny thing. But I think that prejudice is such a touchy subject, and being racist is such a touchy subject that at some point you just kind of gotta like let it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? It really does fuck with people. I'm mixed, so you know I'm not gonna lie. You know where I live at, like in SAC, like we have like a sub-city called Roseville. Like when me and my sister go to Roseville, and it's called like the Roseville Gallery. It's like a really nice mall. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'd be ready to slap like a couple white girls up in there because they think that they're better. Like, and then they look at us and I'm like, bitch, I got a Michael Kors purse on too. Like, what does that have to do with shit? You feel me?
Exactly.
Like I don't look at you like I'll even look at her and I'll be like damn, this little white girl's cute. Like, I like how she's dressed or something like that. And they'll look at us like. And I'm like, but wait a minute, why you got to look at us like that? Like, we can't come into Nordstrom's and spend some money. We can't come into Macy's or H&M and spend some money. I mean, like, get out of here. And they really look down on us. Like, even, like, if we go out to eat out there and we have, like, a white girl waitress, I'm not going to lie, like, she'll look at us like she doesn't even want to wait on us. Like, she's mad that she has to wait on us because she feels like she's better. Damn, bitch, you work at fucking Olive Garden. Like, get over it. Like, you feel me? Like, we're going to tip you. So I get that. But then at the same time, like, shit, I mean, growing up mixed, like, when I was growing up, like, I would get hated on more by the Black girls than I did by the white girls. Like, I had more white friends and Mexican friends and Asian friends than I did Black friends. So it was like I didn't fit in with the Black girls because I talked too white or I thought I was white, but it wasn't like that. I just grew up in a house where, you feel me, my mom was always like, you better not use that slang, you know, like that.
That's how I am with my kids.
Right. And I don't know. I just know that it has to stop. You know what I'm saying? It's 2013. I mean, putting that out in the universe isn't going to bring anything good back, like even if it's done in the name of fuckery, it is painful. It hurts people's feelings, and we can't sit up here as a Black community, you know, put
it's like reverse racism,
right?
It's because
and
you
it's
did
like,
it to us, now we're gonna do it to you. And
you
technically,
didn't
I didn't do anything.
Exactly, you didn't do that to us. I mean, you didn't own no slaves. You didn't raise no Black women.
You know, I'm raising, you know, half African-American children today.
Exactly.
You know, my son has been, you know, he's 14 now. 2 years ago, he was in, you know, middle school, and he was trying to date this little white girl, and she straight told him, my dad said, I can't date a Black guy. And my son came home so confused because he lives with me. You know, he doesn't even see his biological father.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if all he sees is white, now he's like, you know, now I'm black. I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, yeah, because
how they look, and we're in the South too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, society sees you as a black person. It doesn't matter if you're mixed or anything like that. Like when society sees you, they see you as a black person. So you kind of gotta take it on instead of like you know, I commend, people might hate on her, but I commend Halle Berry. I commend how she doesn't neglect her white side and how mm-hmm. she's like, look, I'm white and I'm black. So I'm half white and half black. So, and people used to be so hateful to her saying, like, how could you, you know, basically, like, downplay your black side? She wasn't. She was just like, I'm both. And
she
I'm
was accepting both.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, this world is so mixed. In 20 more years, I mean, it's going to be even more mixed. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think that it's really messed up. And I feel sorry for our kids because they have to, even though they didn't grow up back in the day in the South when it was straight racist and black people couldn't even sit on the front of the bus, even though they didn't grow up in that, they're growing up in just as much as a hateful world, because
mm-hmm.
people have something to say about everything, and it just it's ridiculous. And I
especially
think
especially with technology, because now
yes.
they have, you know, something to hide behind and able to say it, where it's, you know, it's not anything they would say to their face.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's really, I don't like it. And
I don't
and
either.
I teach my daughter to you know, to love everybody. We had moved to Antelope, which is another sub-city, and we live in a really upscale area in this really nice condo, and she went to a predominantly white school. And, girl, I took my child out of that school. I almost killed her kindergarten teacher. She was so prejudiced. She was
oh, wow.
so evil. Oh, yeah, they were blatantly very, you could tell that they were prejudiced. First of all, they looked at me like, how are you pulling up in this nice car? You're a single mom. You know what I mean? Like,
you must be
dating
a drug dealer or something.
Exactly. And not looking at it like, no, I don't. This car is leased. Yes, I do well for myself as far as, like, you know, I live in a nice place. But, you know, so what? Shit, my rent. It out here, rent isn't super, like, expensive. Like, it's
mm-hmm.
a cheaper part of California. So you can live in a nice-ass condo, a really nice condo, and pay $1,000 a month. And it's like hella nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, nice. So I just didn't understand their get down. I went to a couple PTA meetings. Nobody wanted to befriend me. Not even the black mothers that were there. They were so whitewashed and, like, looking at me like I was too black. Because, I mean, like, I'm not going to – I guess I do sound like a valley girl, but at the
you
same
do.
Time, I'm black. Right.
Yeah.
They expect me to act
a certain
way.
But then you're a
sellout. But I'm like, hey, like, this is me. But I was too ghetto for them black women. Oh, girl, you would have thought that they thought they were literally blonde hair, blue eyes, which is fine. If that's how you want to live your life, I don't knock you. But I had to take my daughter out of that school. I homeschooled her in kindergarten because I couldn't get an interdistrict transfer anywhere because all of the kindergarten classes were full.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved, and now I live in North Highlands, which is kind of like the hood or whatever. And, well, I had started school, so, you know, being a student now, it's like I had to, like, downsize. So, but it's still, like, I love my apartment. It's really cool. But the school she goes to now is a lot more diverse. So
mm-hmm.
she doesn't really have those problems. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
to be honest with you, the little white kids there, they hella hood, but they're hella cute. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and they're cute till they get older.
I know. I'm scared.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm so scared.
My thing, when we initially moved to Georgia, we were in the hood. We were in Jonesboro, Riverdale. It's a hood area. And they went to a predominantly black school, and they got beat up constantly. And their grades suffered, and then that county lost their accreditation. So, I mean, it just went down. So then we moved to Noonan, which is like an all-white area, and then they got hated on just as much there because now they're the black kids. They were the only black kids there.
Oh, see, there's, like, no balance. Like,
mm-mm.
there's no balance. That's like, oh my goodness. That's why it's like, that's why I'm in this nursing program. I'm trying to get my degree so I can make that money. Because I mean, if I have to put my baby in a cool ass private school, like an art academy, an art type of school or some shit like that, like I'm gonna do it. Like, because mm-hmm. I need her to be around kids that have parents that actually, like, because it all comes from the parents. I don't care what they say. The kids act the way they do most of the time.
Because of what they see at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Yeah. If they're around mama going to the club every weekend, smoking Halloween in the house, having this nigga over it, and this nigga keeps his guns there. You don't think that kid's going to have some type of hostility?
You're either going to fall victim of it, or you're going to pick yourself up and you're going to do the complete opposite. Because I know I was raised in a completely racist family. You know, I left at 15 because of, you know, my grandfather. He just blatantly told my mother she cannot date black men. I've never in my life been attracted to a white man. So when he said that, I was ready to go. Like, I couldn't do it. So I left. So you're either going to become that or you're going to fight against it. And I fought against it.
Good for you.
It's different. That's why I think I'm so sensitive to it.
Yeah, and it makes sense because it hits home. Like my father was like that. My dad he's Cuban, but he's a black Cuban. He dark skin. He's from Kansas City. And my mom, she definitely is on that white ship. But she Creole, but she looks white as hell. But she Creole, or like she looks Persian because she got a tan. She looks a little Persian. And my dad used to tell me, I had a little white boyfriend named Justin Brackensick, and he was so damn fine though in elementary school. He was a little fine boy. But he, you know, he had the little guest overalls. You know, he has some swag to him. So I was you know, you ain't this typical white boy. I like you. So we start dating. I think I was like in sixth grade. And my father, he had stopped by the house on his bike. And I guess he gave me, I forgot what he gave me. It was like a bracelet or something like that, a little gummy bracelet. Anyways, my dad came outside, girl, so quick. He was like, what you doing talking to my daughter? Get your white ass away from us. I mean, my dad went hard.
Oh, no.
And I looked at my dad, because at this time, I mean, my mom said she was Creole, but I still reference her as being white, because she looked like all the other white moms to me in my eyes. Yeah, she took gumbo. Yeah, she did all that shit. But to me, she looked white. I was thinking, my mom was white. Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm like, I asked my dad, I said, Dad, how you going to say that? Like, mom is white. And he looked at me and he said, don't you ever bring no white boy in my face. If I ever see you with a white boy, I will disown you. Girl, this is what my father tells me. Yeah, it was really detrimental. He doesn't know how much that affected me because, you know, but it also pushed me to be a better person. Like, but I didn't understand it either because I was like, most of my friends were white. Like, my best friend was white. She had red hair and freckles. That was my girl. Like, and he had no problem with her coming over, spend the night. So I don't know if it was just to date white boys, you know. But now he's not like that. Now, of course, he's like, whoever makes you happy, I just want to see you happy. Now he's like, shit, go on, get you a white boy. Shit, if he treats you well, you know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Exactly. You know, it's all about how they treat you and everything. But, I mean, it really affected me. But I never wanted to, like, live and have that prejudice bone in my body. Like, I would never date a white man. I would never date outside my race.
I'm just not physically attracted to him. I think I don't like white people because I'm white. You know, that's like me saying I hate myself. That's not the case. I'm just not physically attracted to white guys.
They don't do it for you.
White girls are pretty.
Yeah,
but
white
not
girls
white
are
guys. Yeah, there's a couple with some hips. There's a chick that posted earlier. She had some nice little hips on her. You know, there's
Ooh,
some that, white girls that are pretty.
Jocelyn, what's her name? Jocelyn. What's her name? The one with the thong, the always cute one that all the dudes be jocking. I forgot what.
No, that's
She's
Jalen or however you say her name.
She got hips and ass too.
Jalen, I mean, I don't hate Jalen. I'm trying to figure my relationship with her out. When I initially got into groups on Facebook, all my pictures got reported. Now, you know, you put some pictures up, it gets a couple of likes, and then all of a sudden you get reported on it, you get attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a picture, but you'll get mad.
So, you know, I'm sitting here in Reggie's box, inbox, and a couple of people's inbox trying to figure out, you know, who the hell is reporting my pictures. Mm-hmm. As soon as I finally block Jalen, they stop. So now I'm trying to figure out, you know, is it her? Mm-hmm. I finally got a new account because my account got blocked the other day. So I've been, you know, on the wall today looking at Jalen. I can't tell. I can't tell if it was her or not because when I see her on the wall today, it's like a different person.
Mm-hmm.
She seems a lot more friendly. You know, she seems more open. So now I'm sitting here confused. Like, now I feel like inboxing her and just straight asking her. But if it was, it's not like she's going to tell me the truth anyway.
Well, yeah, I know anybody who reports anybody isn't going to tell you the truth about anything.
Exactly.
Like that.
So
when
I don't know.
When I first peeped her out, like when Planet O'Shea, that was the first time I really seen her is when Planet O'Shea first started, and I was an admin on the first one. And I know that she used to. It, like, people used to get on her, and she's sensitive. Jalen is a sweet person. She's
mm-hmm.
just sensitive, in which in turn, I think that she gets defensive. So,
yeah.
Like, and I think that that's why she doesn't interact, like, a lot. Like I was shocked that she liked a couple of my pictures because she never really ever liked my pictures. But I like her pictures. If she was good, then I'll be
she's
like, oh,
not
she's,
a bad-looking chick.
Yeah,
she's not.
Exactly.
Her booty's shaped a little funny, but it's still fat. She's still got a
right.
fat ass.
Right.
I just don't know how to fill her out yet. And I have a big trust issue with people. Like, it takes a lot
you.
To trust people. And once I don't trust you, that's kind of it.
Right.
So now I'm sitting here, you know, looking at her like, did I judge her too fast? Maybe it was a coincidence that my picture stopped getting deleted at the same time I blocked her.
Right.
So
but,
I'm
you
just,
know, she doesn't strike me as the type that would do that because, you know why? She strikes me as a confident person. Like
she does, very.
Yeah, and usually a confident person, they ain't going to go and hate on another person. And unless that person comes at them, then it's a different story. Like if you
mm-hmm.
guys had a verbal altercation or you got on her picture and was like, oh, bitch, you ain't all
we
that.
Never had
now,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
We
That's
never had
I
that. I just blocked her and left it alone. And then I
but
was just
But you know,
like,
it could be the person that you least expect. That's the crazy thing about these groups on Facebook. The same motherfucker that be smiling in your face be the
mm-hmm.
same motherfucker behind your
reporting
back.
Reporting you.
And exactly.
Because the accounts that I had her blocked from are actually the accounts that kept getting removed. So
see,
I'm keeping her unblocked on this account, and I want to see if it gets reported or not.
I honestly, to be honest with you, and you know, this is just my opinion. I'm an okay judge of character. I've had my mishaps on Facebook. Please, I'll be the first one to admit it. Judging someone too quick, either it being good or bad, but
mm-hmm.
she just does not strike me as that type of person that will report you. Like she's the type of person if you piss her off, you say something wrong to her, she'll block your ass. Like,
and that'll be
you.
It. Yeah, that's
and
what
that
I'm starting
it.
To notice.
She don't give a fuck. Yeah, she'll be like, yeah, so what, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm. If you don't like me here, you don't have to look at me.
Exactly, and that's how, now she will do that, but I don't think that she would report, because you wouldn't be the only person that would have thought that. Like, there would have been other people that would have said that, and they'll go to the admin room. They don't hold no punches. They'll go to the
mm-hmm.
admin room and be like, oh, whoopie, whoop, 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 and
yeah.
there it is, but. Yeah, I don't think it was her. Like, I really don't. She's reserved because so many people have gone in on her, just hating on her just for her being her.
Just for her being white with a fat ass. I mean, we
yeah.
all get it.
And hell, when niggas be on her, out of everybody in that group, she is one of the, like, top five that is guaranteed to have 200-plus likes and
mm-hmm.
comments.
600, 700, 800.
Exactly. So, you know, there are some, you know, things going on. Now, you know who I haven't seen in a minute is Angelique. Have you seen her? Remember
we've clowned her so much.
She got on my nerves. I was so over that bitch. I was like, look, I am not a hater. Yes, you got a bitch.
I told her it's not her homepage, and I haven't seen her since then.
Yeah,
I didn't mean, you know, don't post. I mean, keep putting your ass up there. It's nice. It's Photoshopped. You got the wrinkles out. Cool. Keep posting it.
Exactly.
But I don't need 1,300 pictures of your face as you're driving to the grocery store, you know, on the wall.
And it's in the same bathroom. Like, I'm just like, can you jazz it up?
Yeah, like, bend over something.
Yeah, have somebody else take the pictures. Like, do something, do a little, put some pearls on, bitch.
Exactly.
Like, I that is just, to be honest with you, I think, like, that's the only, like, besides the dirty backgrounds on the other, on the chicks with the dirty backgrounds, that's, like, one of the only complaints like I'll have. And then there's some girls that are just so ratchet. You know, I don't knock, like, I do not knock, show your ass. You got a nice ass, put a thong on, however you want to do it, show it. But it's the way you do it.
There's like, a classy way, and then there's a trashy way.
It's just, no, it's not a trashy. They take it to be ratchet, raunchy, like just pure, like, it's just, come on now. Like, and then they have the nerve to get mad when motherfuckers get on their toes and either A, panic, or B, be thirsting so hard that they be saying all kinds of crazy out-of-pocket shit. Like, it is so annoying, and it's just like, it just makes me just shake my head. Like, girl, I will get on my news feed and see all kinds of bitches doing all kinds of shit. You know, it is even niggas that be in my, cause I got like almost 4,000 friends, and so it be like the niggas liking the pic or commenting on it, and I be looking at these bitches, and I be like, why are women just really, like, just taking it there? Like,
yeah,
you know, it's so annoying. It is so annoying.
I don't really think they understand how many people are actually in this group. We don't have 30 people. We have 30,000 people.
Yeah.
So when you put that shit up, you don't know if your cousin's on there.
Girl.
You don't know who's really on there that might, you know, pop up and see it.
And I be feeling like, you know, listen, like I said, I do not knock it. Like your pics, I'd be like, damn, her ass is so nice, and it looks good, and it's so nice, like, your ass is so clear, and, like, you don't have no flaws on it, you feel me?
You can
so
see I'm
like,
not Photoshopping it. That's
right,
why, you know, I take all my pictures in the same spot of my house. And, yeah, you know, I could up the background or blah, blah, blah. But I get tired of people saying, oh, that's not you. Oh, that's not you. Oh, that's not me. Well, let me show you 800 other pictures in the exact same area.
Yeah,
they're all
they going to
be in that one little area with those mirrors and them flowers.
They just want to see you post more. That's just their little way of getting you, A, to either post more, or B, they just straight up hating, because that's you. I have never looked at your picture and been like, oh, that's not her. Like, you know what I'm saying? And just like they did with the pretty girl. What's her name? Wait, let me see her name real quick. She's so damn fine. Lena. You know, first thing they want to show her face is, oh, it's catfish.
That was Mal.
Like,
Mal goes off on people.
But Mal needs to stop it. I mean, I know that she a little sexy thing. Mal or Mal? Mallory or Mal?
I think her full name is Mallory.
Okay, yeah.
208,
you know,
you're on. 208. Hey.
What's good?
How are you?
What's good?
I'm fine.
Who's this, mister?
It's a Dominus.
Oh, Dominus. I've never talked to you on the phone.
Hey.
Hey, boo.
What's
just swallow sales.
Who's on?
It's Shay and Dominique.
Oh, what's going on? No, I
Nothing
just want to say something. I want to say something about that thirsty shit.
313,
okay.
You're on.
What up, though?
What up? Who is this?
It seemed like I was with Preston.
Oh,
this
cool.
Ain't Mister.
Hi, Mister.
Oh, what's up, Mister? Okay, now, Dominic, what's up with the thirsty shit? Go ahead, speak your piece, boo. We want to hear.
I mean, you know, I see my boy Mister. He comment every now and then, but, you know, then he know how to hold his composure. And, I mean, I'm just the type of nigga that just don't give it up all, you know, on every post like that.
You got to work to get to a compliment.
And
that's, I mean,
you have never complimented online, but that's okay.
He doesn't.
Because I like to roast. And, I mean, if someone can take a roast, then they obviously a cool-ass person. But a lot of niggas is just thirsty, you know, thirst-walking. Fucking desperate, you know. You can tell a nigga ain't never had nothing by the shit that they do. So that's the shit that's kind of annoying.
Or they live or laying next to some ugly ass bitch, and they just like so mad at life. They don't have enough game to pull a bitch like that. I get it. But you know, I think it's their form of they know they're not gonna get her. So it's either, it's like, what the fuck do they have to lose? Like, let them, it's like their dick gets hard by saying, bruh. This dude told me he was in my leggings pick yesterday. Okay, I had on leggings. This nigga was like, I would suck the juice out your pussy. Who was it? I forgot. I was like, nigga, you are so mad.
It's horrible. But, you know what, though? I'm going to say it like this. They wouldn't do that if some females didn't respond to it. If they did it constantly and they never got a response, they would stop. But the fact that they're getting responses is the reason that they keep doing it. It's like fishing. You keep throwing that hook, eventually you're going to get something. It may not be the one you want, but if you're not throwing it, you're not going to get it. I could see a dude, it's like he's copying and pasting it on every fucking picture on the wall, the same
shit.
That
is what annoys me.
Oh, no,
like,
that's that thirsty shit I don't
Yeah,
like.
And it's like, how are you going to go and say
the same
thing
message,
the same
to,
like,
thing.
Five different girls, like, in a row?
Please
like,
add me. Please add me. Please add me. Please add me.
Please add me.
I'm in Facebook jail. Please add me.
Oh,
you in jail for a reason.
Please add me. They say the same shit.
Yesterday was
you could be talking about some serious shit, like, oh, I just got a phone call. My grandmother died. I'm about to leave. I'll be back later. Please add me.
Add me right now.
Add me before you go.
A volcano's about to erupt and take down my house. Yeah, I'm just like, nigga, you are
my kitchen's
weird.
On fire. Please
Ooh,
add me.
Please
I'll come put
me.
It out.
No, seriously, I think that is really sad. And when I see that type of shit, they definitely don't get added on my page. Because then, like I said, I have like almost 4,000 friends. Like I cannot, every time I get a comment on my pic, I can't always go to it and check it out. So later on, I'll look at it. And if it's some old crazy foul shit, like I'll delete and block them right then and there. Like I don't even respond.
608.
What's up?
Hey, Desi.
Oh, Desi.
I love Desi's voice.
I know. She's so damn cute. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing, Desi, girl?
I'm working.
Desi, do you ever get inboxes from males?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. Do you respond?
Negative.
Like, no.
That's
She's
the
lying.
Thing that I hate.
She's
like,
lying,
how come you gotta go to my inbox? Like, why can't you just like
say it on the wall?
You, yeah,
I'll be back. There's people walking up on the camera.
All
right. Okay. If I want to talk to you, like, I will let you know that. Like, I'll get in your inbox. If I really want to talk to you, I'll get in your inbox.
Mm-hmm.
I like the guys that don't. They don't play
themselves
like that.
Like see, Dominus is smart. Yeah, Dominus is smart. Dominus will stay on the wall the whole time, talk to you, normal conversation.
Yep.
Next thing you know, I'm in his inbox.
Seriously,
I'm like,
that's how you do it.
You're looking nice today.
Well, I mean, you know, it's something about being the king of the jungle. I mean, you know, you can't just be busting your nut all over the place. I mean, you got to pick and choose. I mean, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas ain't got no shame in their game. Niggas will fuck anything. So,
maybe the niggas
got
to be, like,
out here
walking
in the world,
up to you. Like, they'll be, like, when you be dancing with your girls, like, on the dance floor, them be the niggas that you be dodging. You know, that you see them coming and they be ready, or they just walk up to you and start trying to, like, grind you and shit. Them be the niggas. I like the guys that be, like, all the way back, sipping on their drink. You know what I'm saying? Just checking the shit out. I like the guys that if a girl walk up to him and she ain't up to par and ask him to dance, he's just like, nah, Ma, I'm cool with a cool-ass smile that just says that he's cool. Like, I judge a guy by the type of chick that he fucks with. If he fucks with some butthead-ass bitches, it's like, come on now. Like,
that makes it more interesting anyway, because you're like, well, if he don't want her, then let me see if he's going to want me. Because then it's a challenge. It's not fun unless it's a challenge.
Yeah. I don't like people I can just, like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was my first time ever really, like, dumbass flirting with somebody. And people were, like, so amazed that I like guys just to meet on them. I'm sorry. I do. I think
Who was
awesome.
It?
It was Darrell. He was, like, the guy with the motorcycle. And everybody was, like, talking shit to him.
Are you talking about Big Papa?
Yeah, but he's so cute to me, and I really like him. I think he's a cool-ass person, and I sure did get in his inbox, and we're cool. Like, I like his personality, like how he is. And he's sexy. He's a Scorpio, and that nigga be straight fitted. Like, he's so clean cut.
The big dude on the bike.
I couldn't do it. It'd be like making love to a waterbed. I just couldn't do it.
I just want to say one thing. I don't want anybody to think that I be hating. Like, I can roast, and if a nigga respond back, I will drop that shit and salute their ass. Like,
yeah.
I always do that shit. I don't try to keep no animosity or anything like that.
Right. That's good. No, I just think I like all different kinds of guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have like a certain type. If you're attractive, I like you. That's just me.
I won't date a skinny guy. I refuse. A real, real, real bony, skinny guy. I can't do it.
I'm too big. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I need something. I need some.
I don't
want to
feel like I'm like. I don't want to be bigger than my mate. Period. And I'm a thick girl too.
Yeah, I'm perfect. And I'm tall too. I guess something about like a cute, like my ex, he was kind of like chubby. He was cute though, and that nigga could toss me around everywhere. And I'm, because I'm tall. I'm 5'10". Mm-hmm. I weigh 180. So, like,
yeah, you're real tall.
You will get your ass will get slayed.
Dominus just said he liked that.
No, but seriously, it's really hard to find a man that can do that, though. Like, seriously, and can properly do it without scaring me. Like, oh my god, nigga, you either gonna hurt yourself or you're gonna hurt me. Like, I want to feel confident. I need you to manhandle me, because there's those times when you're ready to get down and you're like, I don't want this soft. Ooh, no, nigga, take me the fuck down. Like, show me
like,
who's
I'm about
boss.
To beat
your ass. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, I just say, like, a little, like, you trying to, like, Kobe or something, nigga. Take it down.
All right.
Yeah, they definitely need to be in charge.
No, yes.
And smaller dudes, it's like they're waiting for you to make the move, and I don't have time for that.
Mm-mm,
I want to feel like I'm in a fight when we in the bedroom.
Yeah, I need a dominant because I'm very submissive in the bedroom. I can get dominant, like, when it's my turn to get up to do the front or the back or the like, I can do that. That's not a problem. But I need to be dominated because I'm a dominant person in my everyday life. Like, when I come home, like, I'm old school. I feel like if I have a man, I follow his lead because that's what how it's supposed to be. And if I can't follow no nigga's lead, I don't need to be with him, period. That's just how it goes. So I need a
that's right.
I need a
yeah,
boss.
That's real.
Have y'all ever dated a female that you just felt was too strong for you?
Mister, you go first. I'm going to have to think about that.
No, I don't think I have.
You're so soft talking, but like your tone is so soft, mister. I don't know. I think you'd be scared to date me. I feel like I'd tell you to sit the fuck down and you would.
No, I was just laying back smoking. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he don't have time for all that hostility. He like, air, peace and love. Bob Marley Nation, all the shit.
Mm-hmm.
I be dominating 424, my own way.
You're on. 424.
That's a Georgia number, isn't it? Atlanta?
424? I don't think so.
That's LA.
That
it's
might be Mal. Who's honking?
What?
Hello.
Who's that, Mal?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Hi, everybody.
How are you tonight?
Rich, yes.
I am fine. What's
that? I'm so weak.
Hello, Mal. I was in love with Alice with earlier today, and she's like, she put me in my place. I'm like, I'm a wife. She's like, no, Toya's my wife. I'm like, well, fuck that. I'm going to unfollow this shit right now. I ain't bumping none of your posts no more. Fuck that.
Mal strikes me as a dominant. Like, she's a dominant.
I know trouble.
Hell yeah. Mal fine as fuck, though.
Yeah, her body's banging. Yeah, her body is crazy. She's cute.
She's giving that goddamn ass.
And she has a kid. You can't tell.
What
and she
fuck?
Got a beautiful heart,
man,
too.
I can't even lie.
Yeah,
yeah.
She does.
I want a pussy gabby, too, girl. Good job.
Ooh. She's talking that shit because Toya ain't on the line. Let Toya come on. She be just as quiet.
Yo.
Toya's my wife.
This bitch in these eyes, man. Fuck.
Ooh.
God. I'm smacking your ass and be like, yeah, girl. Show you the truth. I got a real crush on you.
Oh, me?
Yo, there you go. Yeah, I ain't liked the girl in like 2 years. That's some big shit right there. Oh, my God. I'm on the internet.
Mouse
talking
shit.
Oh, my God, damn, I can't go over there and smack ass. What the fuck? Oh, my God. I'm going to wear fishnets again, goddammit. Lord have mercy.
Yo.
Right, hey.
Oh, I'd order some more off of eBay. I'm
if
trying to get them in every color.
I would put 12 kids in you.
Ooh. Girl, I got 5. I ain't getting 12, though. I got 6. Fuck that.
Oh, these girls ain't got no excuses. No excuses. Oh, 12 is enough. Did 5 come out of your body, though?
Yes,
for
ma'am.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No
C-section?
No, ma'am. And no, my shit is not loose, so we are not about to go there. I got a snapper.
No.
I do my Kegels on the way home.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
No. Like, usually, though, women that have, like, over, like, 3 kids, like, one of them, they have to have a C-section because, you know, like, every pregnancy is different. I had a C-section, girl, because I left my daughter's father when I was 2 months pregnant, and I was not fucking, and my doctor is so, he's so fine. But anyways, he was
I thought she was about to say he gave her some.
No,
my daughter did me a favor.
No, he did do me a favor. He, my blood pressure shot up, and he could have just, you know, like brought it down and waited for me to, you know, my water to break. But he like saved me and gave me a C-section, and I was like, thank you, Jesus, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know how I did it.
Little sister had a C-section. My little sister had one. I was 6 centimeters dilated when I got to the hospital. I was like,
oh, you're lucky.
Jules was ready.
Yeah,
look at these men on the phone.
Was
like,
ugh. Ready. Yeah, I woke up. My water was broke. I was like, why am I wet? I don't fucking know.
Mine only broke on the last one. I had to be induced on the first 4.
Man, say.
Yeah, I don't know if I want anymore, but I was like, thank you, doctor. Kept my pussy right intact. I was like, thank you, Jesus.
Me and Mister ain't got no idea of what y'all talking about.
Well,
Mister said, don't you have a kid, Mister? I thought Mister had a kid.
No, I ain't got no kids.
Can we talk about the word thirsty? And somebody define it for me, please?
Dominus, that's your job, baby. Get it, Dominus.
Huh?
Oh, she knows. She knows. Hey, what's up, Luke?
Dominus is cheating on me, so I would rather not even go there.
Ooh. I ain't cheating on you, but you cheating on me.
I'm not cheating on you. I just boost the girls up. Yeah, I'm saying, girl, you belong to me.
Oh, so you just boost the toy up, but you really mine.
Yeah, you belong to me in real life.
Oh, that's what's up. We clarify that shit. I got this shit recorded. I'm going to play the shit back. I'm going to cut a clip out of it and put it on the damn wall.
Toya is also my boo thing, and she's going to be my manager because I need a female who's extra smart.
She can be all of that as long as I got everything else. She can make you all the money you want.
Dominus got some new girlfriend in the group.
No,
you got Dominus.
I'm like, oh, caught myself being jealous. Say, yeah,
Lena,
I'm really a crazy bitch. Whatever.
Lena is an old friend of mine. Lena's just an
who?
Old friend.
Dominus was about to roast the shit out of her.
No, they need to leave her alone. I told her how beautiful she is. That girl is fucking
I take the bitch
wide.
I like her ass and her titties. So I'm all for that.
No,
she's
not a white girl.
Hey.
I don't need Dominus, though, all up on the poster.
Yeah, everybody goes through it the first day they get in here, though.
Yeah, everybody.
Exactly.
London was like, with your big ass forehead. I said, thank you, boo. Love you, London. Thank you. Thank you.
Wait, London's gone. I got called a hoe the first time I came in. You're a hoe. I'm like,
really
okay, and... Your point.
You gonna call me out, bitch? Clearly, I know I'm posting this ass picture, stupid bitch. Motherfucker, I'm all about my bitch. What you look at it, motherfucker?
Because they were going hard on Mallory. Mallory came back. She was posting like, bitch, I got dough, I got racks. You can call me
See?
What you want.
Like, they ain't about to get me caught up with no catfish accounts up in here. Hell no. Got me looking thirsty on the wall.
You can tell the catfish accounts because they only got one or two pictures. Like, usually
I don't have a lot of pictures.
That's
you know,
well,
she has, no, she's got a couple of pictures on her account.
Oh, Mallory got plenty of
pictures.
She
did the hell out of her at first. Her damn cover photo got me, though. I was like, damn, I hope she real.
Mallory, pretty real, and she the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
No, she hella cool. And they need to leave Lena alone. And Planet Homestay members, if you hear me, you better leave her alone. That girl's fine. She's fine.
They about to go harder on her now just for that.
No, I will be right there.
That guy, you know what, I can't lie. That motherfucker who made that show Catfish, he just stirred up some shit, goddammit.
No,
I thought Dominic was a fake profile. I was like, ain't no nigga that's fake profile. I was like, ain't no nigga that's fake profile. I thought Dominic was fake too. I thought he was using Chris Brown photos.
I really did. I was like, this motherfucker got Chris Brown. He done photoshopped Chris Brown's pictures. Put them up his head.
That Chris Brown wish he hit the gym like I did.
Oh, God, I'm so sick of him talking shit. He is a fake profile. Oh, my God, I did not believe it. Girl, I sent him a request and stalked his ass. I didn't give a fuck.
I'm hella.
He's the first person I sent a request. No, I sent requests to sexy ass ladies. I'm off of that bullshit now. Mm. Yeah, I do both of a fine hoes, but you know, not in a
too.
Nigga type way.
So yeah, I sent her request real quick.
I search for your ass. You sexy motherfucker! I just want to lick honey off your stomach and just.
Hey, I'll be coming home. I'll be coming home.
I'll be
coming back home. Don't worry, I'm going back home.
You need to get me pregnant with your genes.
My girl got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hey, but for Alina. Like,
hey,
like I say, Mallory went real as fuck. She the real deal. Lena, real as fuck. And she will beat a bitch ass in a second, too. I really
can hang with me any day. So we can
how
get
do you know her,
I'm
Dominic?
Huh?
How do you know her?
Oh, she's friends
she
with Mike, my best friend. Stop it. She's friends with one of my best friends' girlfriends. And she's from California. She's from Inglewood, so.
Yeah, that's why she said. She was like, I miss California because you're hella flawless. I was like, oh, thank you.
Okay, who is that with the sexy voice? Is that Dominique on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Dominique.
Hey, Dominique. Hey, Dominique, what's up? So, where you at, girl? I'm just saying, girl.
In California, you know, doing the damn thing.
It's going to be okay because it's a girl, so it's not even cheating. Dominic don't want me.
What you talking about? I'll be bringing my ass back home sooner than
Dominic,
you think.
Bring your ass back home, and you need to be with me. You need to just go. Be with me, okay? Because you know what? I'm looking for you, baby, in real life.
Girl,
do you guys think it's hard to, like, have, like, your ex-lovers, like, in the group? Like Janelle Powell? You know, I used to fuck with him for, like, he used to be, like, my number two for, like, 4 years.
That's a thick ass white girl.
I mean, so it's gonna happen in real life, in real time.
But do you guys think it's hard though?
You know what? It is a nigga in a group that I used to fuck with in real life, and it fucked me up that this nigga comment on my shit the other night. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, What are you doing in this group and who added you? I just couldn't understand it.
He'd be like, so now you on Facebook trying to get Facebook famous. I'm like, ain't nobody worried about me.
Oh, he worried about me? Mm-hmm. You
who said that?
That's what my ex said. You know, he was just, like, playing with me, like, damn, like, I mean, but it made him, like, be like, damn, like, how did I let that go? Like, what's up?
You know, now he's starting to see everybody wants you.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
all.
Yeah.
But
it always
want
what they realize
they
lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they do.
I can't do it. But his baby mama, I almost killed that bitch. That bitch got so mad at me. That bitch called TPS on me, you guys.
Oh, my God. That is so horrible. I'm sorry that happened. That happened to my sister before.
That's some fucked up shit, right? But of course,
yes, it is.
That's very malicious.
You got to whoop her ass behind that, though. You can't let her get away with it.
People who are good parents, and then people don't call CPS on horrible parents. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, that's real talk.
It's so fucked up.
They want to do it to be vindictive, but they don't want to do it because, you know, they really need to.
Karma's a motherfucker. I believe in karma. And that shit's no joke. At 25, I'm going to go around. I'm put myself in bullshit. Point blank, period. I got a child to live for now. For all that, I don't fuck other people. I don't do none of that bullshit. Like, for real. For what? What's
the
point?
The sick thing is, the bitch was pregnant. But you know what? But you know, she gets her karma every fucking day. First of all, she ugly as fuck. That's number one. But second of all, the bitch gets her karma because she's never going to go anywhere in her life. In the 4 years I've been fucking or knowing that nigga, I've seen that this bitch ain't this shit. Bitch, like it is what it is. But when I see that bitch, she just got a bitch to call the police, and I'll be like, fuck, bitch, you ain't going to fuck up my future, because she will. She'll call the police. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she will catch that fade and be like, oh, I'm cool. So that's why I let it go, because, you know, God is going to do something worse for her than I could ever do. Like, and that's how I feel. You know what I'm saying? So I have to be the bigger person, but I didn't go to her house and try to fight that bitch when she was like 6 months pregnant. I was over her balcony trying to kill that bitch. I was like, you know, I have changed since then. That was like 3 years ago. I have changed my way.
Yeah, you start realizing it's not that important anymore.
It's not. Nope. It's not. But, girl, you left with my kid. It puts you in that awkward situation because you're just like, that's my fucking kid. That's my life.
Yeah.
People come up in my house and shit, which I had a really nice home, so go ahead, come up to my house. Go see my daughter's room. She's living it up. Shit, go ahead. But,
yes.
You feel me? Like, that's why crazy. Do you even go there?
They want to look at your refrigerator, look all in your cabinet.
Oh, well, they look everywhere. But they look at that list of hella food, shrimp, crab, lobster.
Oh, my God. I was robbed one time in Dallas, and they took my oven. No lie.
They took your oven?
It was my first apartment, you guys. I was 19. I was so happy, like, oh, my God, and I got robbed. Like, I don't know if they knew I was dancing or what the fuck, but these people knew I wasn't at home. And when I walked into my house, I had no oven, no nothing, no clothes, nothing. Like, everything was just
that's
was
horrible.
Shit. Yeah, they took my dog. It was, oh, wow. So people are really thirsty in the world.
Yeah. They are so
thirsty. Thirsty that way, not saying at me. Can somebody explain that, please? What thirsty means on Facebook?
Well, I was trying to get Dominus to explain it, but he dropped his call.
Yo, he dropped.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, he just left.
Mm-hmm.
This song probably
hopefully he'll call back, because he explained it really good. But you know when they keep getting on your post and they have the same exact line for you that they have for, like, every other female in there. And then add me.
I think add me's thirsty, but I don't think compliment. Like I have a lot of men that compliment on my pictures, and I like it, honestly. I'd prefer a comment over a like, because a like is just sitting there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to sit there and bump my post for 3 fucking days, but if you do compliment me, I'm going to say thank you.
Yeah, okay, so thirsty is when I was posting my hump day picture and my little leggings, and that nigga was like, I will suck the pussy juice out you. Okay,
that's thirsty.
Oh, my God. That's not thirsty. That's cyber raping right there.
It's just like you're so nasty.
Yeah, like, get out
yeah
of
that's
here.
Ridiculous.
And, yeah. And you know what? What I was getting at was, you know, they go back and forth calling each other thirsty and getting into it and arguing and all that shit. It's like,
I don't like that shit on my picture.
You're on the same post with the nigga that you calling thirsty, complimenting the same bitch. So what are you? Yeah, I was trying to say. You know, I'm trying to start some shit up anyway. I like starch. So I was going to see what the hell I am going to be, and all the motherfuckers that I was aiming at didn't say a motherfucking thing. I'm like, yeah, you motherfuckers thirsty too. Shut up. I think y'all shut up. It's all fuckery to me. God damn, you standing in your own way. You just not being
asked. It ain't nothing wrong with a little thirst, but
yeah.
You should know when to say.
If I was a nigga, I would be like, bitch, add me so I can look at the rest of your motherfucking pictures. They look like
right
that. Oh, well, let me look at them. That's why they say add me. They ain't got shit doing no motherfucking stuff.
Okay, so how come as soon as we add them, they try? No. As soon as we add them, they want to throw us in another group that's nothing but nudes. I'm not posting in there.
Yep, you're right. I'm not even going to lie. I got over 300 friend requests right now. I refuse to even go through them because what the fuck are you? What? Like, no, and it's all y'all fault because all these fake troll accounts. You don't tell a nigga it's a troll account, so I'm not even about to have no more friends. No.
Do y'all like the troll accounts?
No, I don't even know what a troll account is, so I'm just not accepting.
Go ahead.
I'm about to make one, like, not a troll account, but I'm going to have, like, a separate account that I use strictly for, like, roasting and shit, and I don't give a fuck. Because like,
that's the account that gets reported.
Right, and I'm going to be broke, because there's some bitches on there that I'm just like,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, bitch, you are so fucking nasty. Like, you with your fucking panties all over your coochie like that.
Who the fuck is that London motherfucker?
I think London's gone.
So much about me. Like, you knew too much about me. I didn't know I got a son, like.
It's a troll account. That's what a troll account is. It's people that know you, but you don't know that they know you.
Right.
I honestly think Sybil. I think Sybil's a troll account.
Like,
I think it was Jay Wood.
The bitch don't like me at all. Whoever the fuck's in behind that computer. I mean, bitch, you like, who the fuck makes the
call? 770, you're on.
Oh, wow.
770.
Which one?
I don't do nothing to nobody. That's what caught me off guard.
You know they like them little white girls.
People. I don't do that. I give everybody a nice compliment. Even though I might be lying. Bitch, I'm going to still give you a 9.
I'm not. I'll give an average bitch a 7 just to see where her head's at. I'm going to give you a 7.
Oh.
I really will. Because if she's too big-headed and she thinks she's more than she is, then she's going to curse.
Yeah.
If she thinks
look,
like, oh, I'll say
her.
Thank you for the 7, she's just going to say thank you and keep it moving.
Yes. So
I give all
that,
average
you
bitches
said
a 7.
Shit like that the other day. Some shit
I mean
like
that shit, too.
You said that to somebody the other day. You were like, all you keep doing is paying attention to the bad comments. You're not even seeing that the good comments are outweighing the bad. And I was like, damn, that's some real shit right there.
It is.
Yeah, okay.
She's got 200. You got 200 fucking comments on your your picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a nice ass. Oh, you're very pretty. You know, nice shoes. Oh, girl, you're doing your thing. Oh, that bitch is not need. Oh, you know, you got nice hair. Oh, that motherfucker said I'm not need. Fuck you. That's all you saw.
Yeah.
You showing your insecurities.
Yeah,
it should be the opposite. You shouldn't look at the not need comment.
Lena and Joseph going at it for 2 hours. That show the funniest shit of my life. I'm like,
she needs to leave her alone.
But damn, hated y'all too. Hey, how y'all
doing? I love
doing?
Joe. Joe does it just to fuck with people.
Oh, Joe, white boy Joe?
No.
White boy Joe?
Admin
no,
Joe.
No.
Joseph.
Oh, yeah, Joe, that's my boo, though. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's a cutie.
He
don't
fuck
I
with
like
her now,
him.
But I bet he get a number by the end of the night.
That's my boo. I love him.
You gotta knock them bitches' self-esteem down and then get them.
That was so crazy. That's a mind fuck right there for your ass.
Yes, it is.
You cute, you average, you ain't nothing. I'm kidding.
Those the ones that give it up.
Yeah.
Oh, let me show him how above average I really am.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you got to prove something?
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, seriously.
That is fucking hilarious. Yeah, that nigga get the pussy quick. Oh,
Jay Wood.
Oh, my God.
Are you on the phone, Jay?
Yes, I've been saying
I thought that was
the
you.
Whole time.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Y'all leave my baby alone. That's my little brother.
I love him.
Who
all on
there?
It's not Loretta, but Loretta mine. Anyway,
go ahead, say who's on the line.
Whoever just said Loretta Belong and them need to shut the fuck up because that is not true.
We don't know.
Go ahead.
That was Mal.
You know who the fuck said that shit.
Well, it's Mal, Vista, and Dominique. Mm-hmm. Dominique pretty selfish, though.
Oh, Dominique. Hey,
Dominique,
how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Don't ask me how I came up with that name.
I ain't none of the fellas. Y'all don't never have none of the dudes.
Mister's on. Dominus was on, but he dropped his call. We started talking about giving birth, and he was done.
What up, Tom?
You miss that.
What's good, folks?
Oh, so you on this phone, and I ain't got your real wife's number? Oh, I feel so violated, baby.
Stop flexing, girl. You just talking about the man.
What was that?
She flexed and she was just picking on him.
What?
That was Mallory who just said that about the phone.
Yeah.
She was just talking about Mr. Talking about how lame he is, he a bitch and some other stuff.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
No lie. Tell her
that. Dang, man.
Bro, you ain't gonna speak up on that?
Glad I don't be on Facebook all the time like that.
Nope. I see you on Facebook a lot. That's goddamn right. That's some bad right there. I see you on Facebook just as much as I be on Facebook. I have Facebook app
like
and I'm
check
on Facebook.
On
I like to check on that.
I like to check to see how things is progress.
Who spend more time in the planet than they do on their own homepage?
Me.
You know what? I don't even be on my homepage.
I don't either.
I don't even know where the homepage is.
I have
4,000 friends, so I try to, stay interactive with them and shit. Because I don't have...
I don't even interact with none of the motherfuckers
because
they all complain
over their problems. I throw them a pity post once in a while, but I pretty much stay in the planet now.
Oh, my God. What's that new group? Somebody added me to some group called Bobby's World or some shit like that.
That group is Joseph's group.
Oh, my God. They do the most in that group.
No, that's Joseph Moss's group. And you know why I don't really fuck around in there? Ever since this guy, he had made a video talking about how he has AIDS and he gave it to, hella bitches in there. I don't want, girl, he covered up his face, girl, and did a whole video.
Did he tag anybody?
He called the girls out by their names and was like, he said, bitch, you shouldn't have let me fuck raw bitch. Now you got AIDS, bitch. You dirty bitch.
No.
Yes. I swear to God, girls, name seven bitches, girl. Swear.
What'd the girls say? Did they deny it or would they freak
of
the fuck out?
Girl, they denied it. But you know, I'm like this, I mean,
you know what's
you're
crazy? They should report that shit to the police, snapshot that shit, and report his ass.
Well,
that's murder. What kind of shit is that?
They were like, you're hella stupid because if this is true, it's nothing for the police to get this and basically.
Oh, they got to do the IP address.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the doctor today and got me, my annual checkup. I took me an HIV test, and when I get some results on Thursday, I'm posting it.
We should all post them on AIDS Awareness Day.
When's AIDS Awareness Day?
I don't know. I'm not aware of the day yet.
Me neither.
But I know I'm aware that I'm AIDS free, motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Stop that.
Those are my first dates. We go to the health department on the first date.
No, I think that's so sexy. There's nothing sexier than going to the doctor's with your man and your doctor's down there doing the pap smear and all up in your pussy.
And your doctor's a
right
sexy ass big boy.
What? Oh, no, my doctor, he's fine.
What you
I'm
on, Desi?
My doctor, she's fine as fuck and she's thick as hell.
Do they still do the Q-tip on the men, or can y'all pee in the cup now?
Oh, the man on the phone.
Y'all quiet like y'all don't know.
Yeah,
you don't go to the doctor?
No.
I enjoy
well,
going to the doctor because it just makes me feel happy. Like, shit, I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, my
There's
God.
Nothing better than knowing.
Yeah, I mean, well, I have a kid. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I got to make sure that I stay on point. You know, and that not just STD-wise and virus like.
My vagina gotta look healthy and be healthy. Fuck the bullshit.
You have no room for error, Mal. You have to smell good at all times.
Let me tell you something. This bitch got on stage one time and had some white shit going, and I told her, "You're a real bitch." I let her know. I'll bring her to the show. And then I told her, let the mother know why your ass needs to go off. Disinfect this whole entire motherfucking stage. And no, I'm not getting on stage. I will pay the motherfucking DJ. It's not happening. Nope.
Mm-mm.
I have to let her know, like, where the fuck? And why would you come to work knowing that your ass not feeling good? Because, bitch, if I see white shit coming out, your ass is walking around not feeling good, bitch. Trust, I know. So what the fuck is your nasty ass?
You're trying to make me throw up, man.
I'm sorry.
No,
I
think that
you my
brother. It's true,
I'm
though.
You know. Like, that's what, be
you ever have a chick come over, that's not pre-cum. That's something else.
That's not pre-cum.
It could be pre-cum if that bitch was getting it in the champagne room, because, like, let's not even lie.
She was on the stage. She wasn't in no motherfucking premiere room. That bitch was on stage.
Let me say this, though. I seen this picture of this bitch that was a stripper, and the bitch had the nerve to have some dollars thrown at her, and this bitch had so many, like, it looked like niggas put out cigarette butts on her fucking ass, and she had so many, I don't know what it was. Like,
I seen that
shit. It looked like
was that the one on the Cali Alley wall?
I know what she's talking about. I seen that shit.
That's
nasty.
That's fucking nasty.
Niggas was standing there and was throwing
clothes
at the bitch. Like,
yo, I dance naked, man. I
got to
stay on it.
You didn't see that one-legged stripper I put up?
Oh, yeah. But I can't be mad at her, too. At least she's trying to get her money. And there's always a fetish. There's always a fetish. In the sex industry, there's always a fetish.
There's always going to be a fetish.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell, yeah. There's always going to be sex.
Right. That's why there's a man that likes midgets and
300 pounds. I'm in the business of sex right now, 2013. I'm not selling sex, but I'm selling my look and I'm selling the dream that they can have sex with Mallory Steele, you know what I'm saying?
And there's
no liquor in my club. That's what fucks me up. I work in the day shift. There's no fucking liquor. I don't want to sell. It be hella guys in there. I don't get it. I'm like, why are y'all here? You're not drunk. Like, you got. I don't know. I don't need to be
You
drunk
need another club.
Work. Mm-mm. No, girl, no, I don't, no,
girl.
Mm-hmm. No, drinking? That ain't no fun.
Drinking,
I could not go to a strip club. I could not drink.
That's the kind of my club. But the guys who do, they're paying very well. So y'all stay the hell out since y'all want to drink some damn liquor.
That's true, girl.
Hey, you ain't lying, though.
I'm there
to make money. I don't need to be around no drunk men anyway.
Well, if they coming in there trying to buy any shots, and they there to spend the money strictly on you.
Exactly.
I will right jab your ass. I'm not no motherfucking joke. They say I got strong motherfucking hands, so I will knock the nigga out, okay?
You do got some man-looking hands, though.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
fuck. I got you.
Let me stop before you put some hand around my neck.
You damn African child with your hungry ass. You need to shut up.
I look hungry.
You look hella hungry, okay?
Yeah, both ways the same.
Don't look at that picture you just put up, man.
That is so funny.
We're about the same.
Go look at that picture you put up and look at them hands and tell me them hands don't look like your hands.
What? Yeah, my hands are strong. I'm going to admit that.
She's swinging on poles. Her hand got to be strong.
Yeah, my hands are strong. I got some tall hands, but I'm not going to. Girl, Jay, don't hurt me by saying that. It's very true.
Can you go down the pole sideways now?
Well, my hands
you
are strong,
so
I don't care. My hands are soft and my nails stay done. So how about that?
Yeah,
that all that matters. Jay, I want to know, is any of your bitches in real life, do their nails stay done? They even look like this? Because you roast a whole lot. I want to know what your real life bitches look like. Because my hands are beautiful in my eyes. You probably look with some real life man hugger hands. Okay, so.
Oh,
whatever.
Like the guy with the engagement ring?
Ooh. Yeah, with those type of bitches. But he on my hand, though. Oh, fucking get out of here.
No, his lady's hands were so fucked. I was like, okay, first of all,
how are you talking about?
Night
you're so fucked up. They did her hands so wrong. Her hands.
No,
she didn't even know what people were talking about. All I see was the ring. I'm like, well, what are they talking about? It's ashy.
Well,
she
you
can
didn't
beat.
See her. No, it's
I
not
thought it was
her.
A man's
Let
hand,
you,
though.
Let what? Me tell you. I finally looked at the picture, and I was like, oh, her nails are dirty. Like, all I see, I'm like, man, y'all went in on that bitch.
No, her hand. So I just told him I wasn't mean. I was just like, you need to go to Clinique and go get that hand cream that you wear at night with the gloves. And give
oh
her
my
that.
God, you're Dominique, fight. You love to comment on her. Oh, wow, Dominique, really? Oh, you're so nice to people. I cannot believe this. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
With constructive criticism. I was just trying to help. Like, I just
that is so mean. Oh, my God. I cannot. You know what? Let me tell you this. Jay is the only motherfucker that can talk about my motherfucking hands. Anybody else talk about my hands, I am going to just go fucking bananas on their ass. Bipolar for real. For real. Like, what the fuck? Oh,
Jay talk about my forehead.
Yes. Let me tell your ass, black ass, something. If you put that out there that I got some strong hands, I swear to God.
What you gonna do?
That nigga Jay be on my real page talking about my forehead. Like, ooh.
So you can't do that on the real page now. You gotta get me a Twitter account for real.
I'm about to get me a Twitter account tonight. I'm about
but
to
that's like that shit that I put on blast. She's going to sit there and tell me that I'm stupid because I had that upside-down stripper pic up. She's like, you stupid because you got your family knowing you're a whore. At least I do it in secretive in the group. Like, bitch,
what?
Don't nobody know this is my profile? Nobody
what?
In my profile knows me.
And the whole point is, why do they even care? Like,
well, I just took all her whore pictures. No, I took all her whore pictures out of the group, made a collage, and added her family.
No,
I was like, well, now they know.
Why do bitches care?
I will never piss you off, Shay. I will never piss you off.
Oh, yes.
I did.
I went on her family, you know, on the section where it shows who is in your family.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent her grandmother a dot. I sent her mother a dot. I sent her sisters and cousins. I inboxed all of them a dot, and her picture was my profile picture. All her little, her ass up in the air, her tits hanging, her mouth open like she was trying to give some head. All of those pictures was on there, and I sent all her family a dot. I don't care. Don't fucking talk shit about me. Oh, you a low-down secret whore? Well, now everybody know.
Ooh.
You bought both of these?
On the end of the day.
Next time you come in the group, come in it right.
Oh.
Don't come in there from your real page. Dang. That's stupid. You won't come from your real page and talk shit? No. No.
I went from the Cali alley. Like, you do not go in no groups with your real page. So
no, you do not.
Hang on, never run out of talk alone.
I'm going with my real page. I don't understand
this.
Oh, my God.
Because
motherfuckers will go and Google your shit and go find
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
like,
just another little
different, record,
but they do smell similar.
Nigga, I have
who
seen
you talking about, Jay?
Fucking,
talking to my girl.
Tell us a hi.
No, okay, well, okay, can you explain to me what this fucker even
now?
Is? So, I mean, how you not going to a group with your
just
little profile?
No,
you ain't
going
to tell
her
you want to go to the gym
profile.
With me and work out at 1 in the morning?
Got the right size, I see.
Valerie, you made
Dominique.
A different profile.
You got the right size?
The white ones?
You just made
the
a
white
different
ones?
Profile.
Did they
yeah, you like the white
and
ones.
And don't have your first and last name on there. You can have Valerie, but have, like,
Mallory. Mallory is my real name anyway.
Oh, okay. Well,
thank you, baby.
Shay sure as hell ain't my real name.
Girl, Mallory, my whole name. Y'all better act like y'all know. Y'all niggas better get lost.
Shit, Jay Wood ain't his real name.
That is my whole name, honey.
I love it.
She wouldn't apologize. Yeah. I was like, oh, so you're not going to apologize?
Ooh, I had that accent.
This ain't number.
Oh, well, she didn't apologize. That's when I did it. I was like, fuck it. Okay.
Apologize.
I told her. I said, I fuck up lives. You can either apologize or you get your life fucked up. Your choice.
Yep, that's true.
She wanted to be hard.
Who?
Yeah. I don't know what her name was. Some chick.
Oh.
She was the one with the purple lip gloss on with her mouth wide open, like she was ready to get some head.
That
is exactly what we're talking about.
Bitch.
Oh, my God.
You remember who I was talking about?
I was like, oh, my God.
Looked like she had an allergic reaction to some shrimp.
Yeah. Something like that. That shit was disgusting, yo.
It was.
And she was talking bad shit, and then she tried to friend request me. Bitch, no.
You see she ain't on there no more? She left.
Hell no, she ain't on there.
That is so crazy.
Oh, well, I try to be nice. I give people a chance to apologize, but if they don't want to apologize, fuck it.
Oh, I'll make my whole motherfucking soul account right the fuck now. That shit is I'm not about to make it to talk. Cause really, everybody in Oshaya, I really fucking like. Cause I interact with all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these.
There's nobody on that page you just like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, that girl, China. That girl, China. I'm sorry. I don't think that she's cute. And I think that
Cheyenne.
What is her name? Wait, hang on. I have to tell you who she is. With her panties up and her pussy talking about.
It's Chyanna. But you know what? It's Chyanna. But I got a lot of respect for her because when she first came in, she straight told everybody she was a real life hoe back in 2006.
Oh.
She for real saw her pussy in 2006.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
We roasted that bitch for like 3 fucking days straight, and she's still in there. I love that girl.
Yeah, I didn't know all that.
Yeah, she earned her badge.
Some bitch tried to roast me. She was like, so you're glorifying that you're a stripper? I said, bitch, with this whole money, I done been places. She said, I'm going places with my life. I'm a graphic designer.
I'm looking at her picture now. She do got a nice ass body though, but
she's got a hell of a bomb body. But
she
no,
ain't
here.
No. They calling her for her little marshmallow stomach, and they
no,
and
she
don't
I
care.
Don't look like they strong.
She's like, Ann.
Yeah.
Okay, she still posts. Hello, her titties. She holds them up, takes pictures of them. I like her.
Oh, okay. I didn't know all that.
Right.
Okay, I didn't know all that. But that's what makes you look at it differently. Okay.
Exactly. But, like, then you go to Angelique. She won't defend herself.
Yeah, I still got most
I don't like her. She's like, you can tell her shit's Photoshop, but she'll sit there to the day she dies and say it's not.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't like
her. She sits there and takes the stuff down. Put it down. She'll sit there to the day she dies and say she thick. That's what her problem is.
The thing is, she is thick, but then she goes on top of her thickness she already has.
That's thick. It ain't thick over here, nigga. That's too much. But her arm is good. She say, you're thick. You're fucking thick.
I keep telling you not to.
You're thick, okay? That's all my
country.
You're thick.
I eat a lot of cornbread.
That's fucking thick right there.
Lena said, she said, you want a fat, big booty? She said, you do like the hula hoop dance and you drop it and do them squats. I'm going to do the stair stepper.
I go to the gym every night and do that stair stepper.
I've been doing squats and that shit fucking works.
But she said you do that belly dance when you do it like Sierra, she said, you gotta add a little oomph to it. You know who's thick to me?
Ashley. Huh. To me, Ashley's the thickest one in there.
Ashley got the biggest booty.
Though.
And she got the nicest shape in that room.
Hell yeah.
The little one. The little
one.
Ashley said she was going to be online tonight, too.
She's online, but she ain't called in.
I mean, that's what I'm
saying. All I know is that she got a fat ass booty.
She does. She really, she's like a 10.
Yeah,
she got a fat ass booty.
Ooh, in her
way.
That'll make her
ew. Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Desi,
like that,
are you online?
I like that about Jay.
Desi, are you
like
on?
That. Yeah.
That's nasty,
that?
Desi.
I know,
what
right?
What
are
you doing?
Desi just caught some dude masturbating.
What?
Caught
a dude masturbating.
Yeah, I
went.
Who?
Hold on,
y'all
let me
need
hear.
Trick. What
go ahead, Desi.
I work at a shelter, like I run a men's shelter, and I just like walked out there and I heard a mattress moving in the lot, so I like shine the light on him. I'm like, what are you doing? what are you doing? I like made a big announcement. I'm like, if I catch anyone else playing with their penis, you're out of here.
That's so nasty. I love her voice.
Me too.
What about me?
Crazy.
That's horrible.
That's what it's about.
They say all men do that.
Yeah.
And earlier I had an overdose on cocaine on me.
Y'all be supplying a lot of motherfuckers.
Fall out of their bunk.
That's fucking disgusting.
It really is. I've seen a dude
life.
Doing that at a red light
it's
once.
Real life. Now that's disgusting, yeah.
And me, because I'm so handsome.
Now, I've seen him, when we were younger, some guy rolled up
she wanted to see me.
Masturbating. That's fucking disgusting.
Nah, you know you're like.
Okay, oh my gosh, Shay, can I ask you a question?
What's up, baby?
Why
for
a male
to do it?
Post that
it?
Picture of Nehemiah and a cop killer. What the fuck?
Six hundred dollars. Yeah, look, Jay.
Yeah, we got fugitive in the group.
You
first time he came in, he said.
Yeah, remember about $6,000? I just pulled it all out.
I love Nehemiah.
I'm going to tell him some 8-6. I ate him and then I pulled
him. That's my boy. I love him too. But goddamn, he looked just like that.
He did. I got his permission before I posted it. He didn't want to post it at first.
Oh, look, this thing
is great. If he lived in Cali, it would be a bad story.
He'd be locked up. He would be locked up today.
Oh, God.
They would have shot first and asked questions later.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they shot at some fucking newspaper delivery ladies. Come on, man. They tripping out here. They really tripping.
Who did?
They fucking
that's
tripping.
That's what the cops did.
They're
crazy. They ready for them.
They are ready. They're ready for anybody in a black truck, basically.
Yep.
At the end of the month.
I mean, but they don't. But you guys have to understand that this is a cop plus ex-Marine.
Right.
Like this motherfucker knows what he's doing. He's trained
hell
for
yeah,
this. So it's gonna be a minute before they catch up to him if he
yeah,
hasn't already
the
fled
the
country. So
exactly,
like,
he knows exactly where to hide out, where they're gonna be looking, where they're not gonna be looking.
And we don't know if he has any like police scanners or you know what I'm saying because he's affiliated and he knows how to do it. The motherfucker shouldn't have fired him. Shit, that nigga went crazy.
Did anybody read the story?
I heard that he was trying to snitch on some dirty cops or something.
Yeah, he said that he filed a false report against somebody aggressively handling a suspect. And
really?
And the lawyer, the girl that got shot, the basketball player, or the coach, and her friend,
Did you be putting sugar with that?
Lawyer. And he was getting revenge on everybody. So he has a hit list. And I'm pretty sure that there's going to be some more people that he might murder that they just don't know is on his list. So whoever is affiliated with that shit, you know, either they probably have protection for a lot of them.
Regular Kool-Aid, that already got sugar in it.
Y'all listen to
that. But the cops that he shot were protecting that bitch or something like that. Like he shot
people. I've been doing it before you were born.
Them. I was like, damn. That's some crazy
Jay.
And
extra.
Jay.
What's up?
How you fucking a chick that can't make Kool-Aid?
Exactly. I'm going to ask myself that.
Yeah, you can't.
Ain't she from the country?
She black from the country and can't make Kool-Aid.
Wow.
All right, now you're about to ease up now.
He's serious. He's learning how to make Kool-Aid. She's pretty, though. I give you that. But damn, it's Kool-Aid. Ain't the duration on the pack?
Pray you don't do a show.
You need some sugar. Put a cup of sugar in a pack and put some water. You're done.
You can get the pre-made stuff, too.
Get,
Yeah, you can make it. I mean, you can get fancy, make some fruit punch with some little bit of lemonade, you know what I'm saying, get fancy with that shit. I'll be cool. Because I talked about it. Hey, why? You're ready for that? I love you. Oh my god, oh my god. Glee is on. Oh, close my door, baby. Hey, what? Hello.
Yeah, I'm trying to listen to Jay explain this.
Hold me a cup of that.
Explain the focus of that. I don't know. Some of that damn sugar aid that you done made. I want to watch House Party. House Party has a good little.
She needs to Google some recipes or something. Or he needs to buy like that pre-made stuff.
Yeah, the pre-made stuff, exactly. You can't fuck that up.
That's what I'm talking about. She adds sugar to the pre-made.
Oh, Lord.
Well, see, I'm going to have your teeth fall out.
She's trying to give you diabetes.
I'm Halloween.
She trying to kill your ass on the low.
I don't want that much of it.
Princess, they open all the doors, pull out your chair, they surprise you with stuff. Like, you'll wake up and have a piece of jewelry on your pillow. But not all white guys are
Black men in my family,
like,
they open doors and shit for women because they
were raised. Well, I mean, I'm not saying not all black men don't do that. I'm just saying
men from the South compared to men from the North?
There's a big difference between a Southern man and any other man, because Southern men are the motherfucking shit, bitch.
Yeah, and that's the truth. Because I'm going to tell you, a lot of West Coast men, they will sit there and let they broad go to work, and they will sit there and play PlayStation. I have a neighbor right across the way. His girl worked until she was 9 months pregnant, and she's not cute. He's hella fine. This nigga has bitch after bitch running up and out of their fucking house. I see it all the fucking time. And this nigga just sits on his motherfucking ass smoking weed, doing whatever he's doing. She dropped that baby, and that bitch went back to work. And that nigga still sits on his ass, running bitches in and out of her fucking house.
No.
That's a player right there.
That's worse than a player. He just straight ain't shit.
That's kind of ratchet.
Yeah,
that's shit. I want to be like him when I grow up.
Shut up. You like him now. You just don't admit to it.
Hey, he working.
That nigga working that bitch.
But she's just a stupid for allowing it.
Exactly. Yeah, because she's not cute. She's insecure. Like, he dominates her. You can tell she walks with her head down. Like, but it's the minute that they, she's seen me, my neighbor. They live directly across from me. And so
is
they were here before I was here.
No, she said she's ugly.
She's not
that's the problem.
Cute. She doesn't have a nice ass. She doesn't have a big rack. She's just an average girl. Her face, she's not really cute, but she seems really nice. But when she first seen me, that bitch looked at me like, oh, hell no, bitch, you don't live across from us. And I'm looking at her like, I don't want your man. Like, it's good, honey. I don't even speak to him. If I see her, I'll say hi. But I feel like it's disrespectful to hold a conversation with another woman's man. Like, you know, I don't know you like that, even though you're my neighbor. So I'll speak to her.
I agree with that.
You know
that's
what I'm saying?
Hurting.
I'm respectful.
Mm-hmm. Hey. It seems like you watching him pretty hard to know he ain't on the couch every day.
Shut up, Jay.
I'm just
saying, though. She may say he's fucking, but how you know he on the couch every day?
Because let me tell you, when I'm coming home from school and I walk up and he's sitting on my step smoking like a blunt with another bitch, and then
I will beat you down. I don't play like that. I'm not dating a dude. I would never fuck with no nigga that sits on his ass playing PlayStation all motherfucking day. I'm not dating a dude. So do we say a dope or anything? I don't get no money. I honestly do not know, but all I see is like a different bitch coming over or leaving.
I don't even see like a lot of niggas. So if he was pushing, you could see a lot more foot traffic, which I'm happy he doesn't push because I don't want that shit around me. Like anything can happen. Home invasion, a bullet, something. I don't want that shit by me. So I'm happy that he's just a lazy motherfucker because it don't affect my life, you know, but I don't know. I just think it's something so trifling about that. Like, nigga, if I'm getting up every day, nigga, you better go do something.
But that's
nigga.
Not really a difference between, you know, Northern men and Southern men, because there's a lot of Southern men that do the same shit.
Hell yeah, it is.
Call of Duty
there
fucked up a lot of households. A lot of men quit their jobs behind that game.
I barely even play that shit.
That line you playing right now, I hear it in the background.
No, I'm sitting here doing fractions.
Doing fractions?
Yeah.
I need help with that, my damn self.
I thought I was never going to pass statistics. I was like, oh.
I don't play that shit like every other weekend.
Niggas quit their job for it? That's what you said?
Yes, men have quit their jobs behind Call of Duty. They sit at home while the women go to work so they can play Call of Duty online with all these other motherfuckers that did the same thing.
And they all got fired.
It can't be that.
Collecting that child action, playing, watching kids and shit. No, I'm cool.
Hey, it is addictive, though, but I ain't going to quit my job.
Yeah, it is.
They call themselves at-home, stay-at-home dads.
No, I don't know.
Kids ain't ate all day, shitty and pampered.
Yeah. Cool, like Kool-Aid stains all in their mouth. They ain't took no bath. Like,
exactly.
Oh, no. No. Kitchen all fucked up. Pillows all. No. Fuck that shit. I'm not having that shit. I'm not having that shit. It's one thing for me to have a man we live together and he lost his job and I hold it down. But nigga, you got to be getting up trying to get you another fucking job.
Exactly.
You know
the time I get up to go to work, your ass better
not
be at unemployment.
No,
thank you.
A lot of
fuckery
going on
right here.
No.
Y'all curse too much. Back. Do y'all go to church?
No.
All I hear is fucking and shit. This
I mean, it's a night dog radio show.
Oh, my God.
I ain't
touch
that much. Let me quit talking shit.
I'm working on my mouth.
Pressing and sex sells.
What?
Pressing and sex sells.
It does.
Period.
Even
it
ugly
does.
Bitches can sell their pussy.
What's
oh.
that?
Even
ugly
bitches
be getting
pussy.
It, though. Shit, I mean, I know a couple ugly bitches that are balling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of guys. I mean, it's a lot of guys that sell their cops to older ladies.
Do they really?
Yeah. And they're
she said cop. You can tell she messes with white men. It's a dick.
Huh?
I hate that word. I hate that word, cop. I hate that word.
I say cop to be... appropriate, okay?
That's
I
penis.
I was out.
Penis,
know, okay,
wiener,
well,
dick,
penis.
No,
I don't like that word penis. It's like
big chocolate thunder, or you're
just
saying vanilla thunder.
She don't like penis, but she likes cock.
She said
yeah.
She don't like the word penis.
Yeah,
the cock
like
reminds
penis.
Me of like Italian
yeah,
penis from
sounds
Jersey.
Weak.
Like, kind of reminds me of
like
old school 80 porns with white people. Oh, give me that
you
cock.
You like my cock. Yeah. Like that cock. Yeah. Take that cock.
Hey.
You like the word cock.
Tell me it's big. Tell me this cock's big, girl.
I guess.
Hell no.
Oh,
man. What? What is wrong with that cock?
Nothing, Mal. You good. Go ahead. Talk about that cock,
yeah.
baby.
Talk about
okay.
it.
Okay. Let me tell you something. What's wrong with it?
It's nothing. All I said is reminds me of white people. White people say
oh,
cock.
Who said that? Who said that?
That is right.
Who said that?
Desi?
What?
Desi?
Desi
said it.
What? Oh, did Desi say that? Who said
what?
That?
What? Shay hung up. Shay hung
oh,
up like an
God.
Hour ago.
Shay did not hang up.
What
she told me she
song?
Did.
If one of y'all said that is baffling the fuck out of me right now, okay?
Baffling. I'm so. Oh, Mallory got me so weak today. I love that.
I love Mallory.
Me too.
Hey, yo, hey, I love the word cock. It's hot. It's like cock, like. Come give me that cock, you know, like.
So you
hate
during
sex.
So you hate during sex. She'll be like, "Fuck me with your cock, baby."
Yeah,
love it when she says it.
Dominique, okay.
It sounds
okay.
So white coming out of Dominique.
So that's how y'all gonna talk, yo. Okay. All right.
She can do the 1-900 number. You can get paid,
so
Dominique. You need to leave your house.
Girl, my daughter would be like,
Dominique.
What the heck, Mom?
My mommy keeps talking about farm animals.
I know.
I'm not even gonna front. Me and my sister, go on, shut the door. Me and my sister, when we were like 8 or 9, it was my stepsister. I was at my stepdad's house, and we saw one little dirty magazine in like the barn, because my brother hit him in his barn. So we crawled in the barn. We went down. We got one. We got a 1-900 number. So I went home. Well, you know, we walked down to the house. We go in his room. We get the phone. We call it. We were so fucking confused because she was like, oh, you like this pussy? You want this pussy? We're sitting here at 9. They're talking about a cat. They're talking about eating a fucking cat. This shit is so nasty. They're, like, really eating animals. Yo, I was, like, in my 20s before I really realized, because we were sitting there talking about it and realized that's, she was really talking about, like, your vagina. She was not talking about eating a cat. That shit had me
that's
so confused.
Sad.
It
I
is.
I knew all that when I was 9, what they would have been talking
I
about.
I did. I had a sheltered childhood.
I don't.
I had a sheltered childhood, but I started sucking cock. I started sucking cock before I lost my
I'm sorry, I love it. So say it again. I started sucking cock. Say it again.
I started sucking cock before I lost my virginity. So whatever. And to keep
I love it.
You don't love to get chocolate.
No, I love it. Please finish your story. I'm sorry. You started sucking cock.
Yeah. Oh, wow. What? Oh, like that for real? Damn.
No, I love it, though. Because it's just like the cock. It just brings it out.
I started the cock first and then, you know, led on to the virginity thing. Getting cooking, but whatever.
Yeah, I gave head before I had sex.
Okay.
At first.
Okay, who is not a virgin? I'm not talking to the guys, okay? So hold it down. Who is not a virgin in their butt area? Tell me now.
Total virgin. Nigga, you gotta put like a 7-carat
ring on
this motherfucker.
I'm a whore then, because I take it an ass. It is what it is.
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm scared.
Whatever. Get some Vaseline, slap it back there, rub on your clit, you're done. It's good.
If you're going to do it,
Lord have mercy.
If you're going to do it, you need to do it at home base. I'm so serious. You guys are fucking up your walls and your anus. And those cells don't grow back.
I do not shit myself. I can still hold in a fart, so I'm not fucking up nothing.
But it's not me. I think it
only
does.
You
fucking up the wall. You ain't never had it yet.
I don't do it every night. I do it when I want something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Fuck that. I need a new phone. Come here, Daddy.
My
husband is spoiled.
Damn.
I got to get some ass to get, you know, the expensive shit. Fuck that.
Damn.
No, I love you. You're so awesome. No,
damn. It is. I'm excited, too.
I'm actually liberated. I don't
it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what
I
it
love
is.
That shit. You know what? I'll tell a nigga to do that there before my vagina. Like, my vagina's kind of like a privilege to me in my head. As Shay would say, I need to come off my high horse. But what the fuck ever, nigga, I'm about it. So fuck you.
Oh,
how
fuck my
body
about it.
Yeah, I like it. I like that shit. That shit is awesome.
I mean,
I'm 32.
I ain't gonna lie. I did it before, but I ain't addicted to this shit.
It
felt good, though. It felt
see, that's
good,
all
though,
I want to know from a man's standpoint.
And
does it feel
I
different?
Didn't like
and the
it.
Female,
I was scared
she
was
into
too much.
It. She was into the shit, but I just ain't.
Well, you can't catch her on
time.
A city night. You got to catch her, like, on a, when she's clean, because otherwise
yeah,
it is nasty.
Of course I ain't. No.
Women
it,
have to
like
prepare themselves for that.
Night.
Right. They
yeah,
need to, like, put a
thing
up there, and I can't fucking think of the word, but yeah.
The enema?
Yeah, thank you, baby. I'm going to stick on my tongue. Because I would think that would be, like, disrespectful. Like, bitch, you didn't clean your ass? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's very disrespectful.
Doing
yeah,
it. I don't see myself doing that every time we have sex. You
no, it's
saying?
Not an every time
I
thing. It's like
that.
Once every 2-3 months.
She said she
can
go
and then with even that being said, it wouldn't be me asking for it. It would be from her wanting.
Mm-hmm. See, he's a gentleman.
Oh, yeah, if a guy asks for AO,
I ain't going to ask for the shit.
But you ain't going to turn it down either.
Oh,
I turn it down. I'll turn it down.
Stop lying, Jay.
I promise. When I tried it, it was too much fun. I just felt like I was doing something
hi.
I wasn't supposed to.
Say hi, Shay.
Say hi, honey. Everybody be PG-13.
I'm regular moan. It was
hi, honey. How are you?
Say, I'm fine.
That's Mal, son.
Oh, Mal is hi. How adorable.
Who's son is that?
He's Shay before. He's seen Shay.
Mallory's son.
Mommy, who he?
Oh, girl, don't call him
them
pictures. Oh, no.
No, not in those pictures.
Oh.
It was a throwback one with your best friend. It was a throwback one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God, his eyes are so pretty. Wow.
Right.
So, Jay was talking earlier.
Everybody
Jay heard
was
my,
like,
my son
pictures?
Cussing me out, basically. He heard, he said, he said that, my, damn,
I'm
so fucked up.
Blah, blah,
blah. I want a son. I think having a son will be hella fun.
They're so much
bipolar.
Easier.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'm bipolar.
My girl is a diva. Oh, my God. That girl is a diva.
Well,
she needs her nails done. My daughter, and she will
oh,
not go to school
that.
With chip
That's
nails.
So good, Dominique. That's
oh.
so good. Keep her nails done. Keep
oh,
her
I
hair
do.
Done. Let her get used to that.
Yeah,
real,
she hates to have dirty
feet.
Hey, Shay.
Yeah, babe.
Don't play that shit.
How much time
That's
we got left?
A couple minutes.
Aww.
8 minutes.
I thought it.
Yeah, I figured that.
I thought they were going to do a show last night. Jimmy said she was going to do it because, you know, I was tired. But she ended up not doing it, so.
Well, you let
I
me
told
know
you the rest time. Of the admins are lazy. They don't do nothing.
Oh, you let me know anytime.
I'm staying out of that.
I, like that.
I love my admins. They do everything.
Woo woo.
I'm on the way.
Oh,
Dominique's
the
admin.
Man, whatever. I need to be an admin.
Be
you got to either fuck Joe or O'Shea to become an admin.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I won't be one.
I chose O'Shea because Joe falls in love real easy, so I just fucked O'Shea.
No.
He's shady. He fucked me and left.
You know what's crazy?
Okay,
I'm just completely playing. I'm kidding.
You're lying. Wait,
sure
you
no,
you
that's like I didn't. No, I didn't. He told me I bitch and nag too much. I don't talk to him no more.
Yeah.
He cool, though. I remember that when he came over. We were making lunches for the homeless, and he came over with a thing in Hennessy. Oh, Lord. Oh,
what's he look like in real life?
I mean, he looks like a doctor. He looks like he what he's going to school for, he looks like one. Like, just that like, little
O'Shea.
Nerdy, tight, like, you know what I'm saying? I love him, though. Like, that nigga
I love him
so
to death. I'm not
cool.
even going to front. I would never sit here and downplay him. I think he's highly intelligent. I think he's hilarious.
So
like, I really got attached
hilarious.
To him. But I think
that
I got out my way. I don't know how to say it.
When
it's a long distance thing, you start acting in ways that you don't typically act.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And
well,
insecurities
sure
come
you
up.
Sure did.
I really did. I'm not even going to front. Like, I really did. And I feel like an ass behind it. So I just go my way and let him go his way now.
Oh, wow.
It ain't over yet. It ain't over.
It is.
Wait,
it
so
is.
This was a real deal? This was some real shit y'all talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I was a little sprung. First, I thought he was fat, so I was like, why do I like this fat dude? And then he put a picture where he had some abs, and I was like, oh, my God, like, he's really fucking cute.
Yeah, that fucked me up, too.
Yes, didn't it? Well, I didn't even see the KKK behind him. Hell, yeah, he was fine as fuck. I thought he was the one on that Jericho, too. Exactly. I didn't know he was the fine one. So at that point, I kind of got, like, attached. Which you shouldn't do. So I was like, fuck it.
Was that him in that wig on that video for real?
Yeah, that's
him.
His voice is very nice. He has a nice voice. I didn't expect his voice to be that nice on that video. I was like, oh, wow, he's very very whitish with the voice area. Oh,
yeah, well, that's
white.
That Cali. That's
Boom.
How they talk over there.
About.
O'Shea.
No, that's not how they talk over there. That's how they talk over there.
You on Wiz Khalifa video?
I know someone made a video of him.
Of who?
They put like a thread out on O'Shea. It's on YouTube. It's called
You're
Fuck
lying.
O'Shea. I'm dead serious. Some rapper has a video out called Fuck O'Shea.
Dang, that bad?
Yes, because the Cali Alley.
Yeah, the Cali Alley ain't no joke.
It's not. So they made a video. He's got his own little I Hate O'Shea rap song out.
You fucking oh my God, that nigga all in his feelings. That nigga sat and wrote a song about it.
Wrote
How
him
dare
a
you?
Song.
Oh, you fucking lying. I'm about to watch, I'm about to go on YouTube and look at it. I swear to God, if I find
Dominique,
a video and say that.
See if you can figure out, I can't find the link. I had it posted at one point in the planet, but I don't know where it is now, and I don't know the guy's name that did it.
Oh,
okay, I'm
going to
Google it.
We'll try to post
God,
it up on the wall tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it. They need to leave O'Shea alone. He has to just be speaking the truth now.
He
does.
He's so funny.
I
he
love it.
Funny.
He's having me cracking up.
He is funny as fuck. What? It's just, oh, wow. I didn't think it was ever that serious. Like
it is. Like, you wouldn't believe the stuff they do. Like, they really get in their feelings over there. Yes.
Yeah, I had sat and I had watched one day because, you know, I really don't. I don't fuck with it. I didn't even know who added me to the shit. But, like, I was looking at what the shit they were doing. I was like, this is just wrong. Like, they talking about kids and just, I'm like, come on, man. It was
they will literally pull your credit report and put it on the wall.
It's a bitch named Nikki that was just going in on some other bitch girl, some other girl.
Big Boo Nikki or the other Nikki?
No, it's a girl named Nikki Franklin. She posted Planet O'Shea, too.
That's my boo.
That's the big boo one, right?
Yeah,
the big boo one. And I'm like, how the fuck are you sitting talk about a child? And the girl posted a picture of her daughter, and the girl was a beautiful little black girl. I'm like, who the hell called this girl bald-headed? Why in the hell are you talking about a kid? Like, what the fuck is this world coming to? I was just shocked. Like,
in Nikki's defense, though, they be going hard on my girl because she's about her money. And they
she's a real life hooker.
Yeah, that shit, what can you do, call him a hoe? I mean, what? And bitch, we know.
I mean, sometimes they be going too far, and I would, look, I would never roast somebody's kid, but that's me. But, you know, when a person gets in their feelings, or not even in their feelings, but just gets mad, like, you'll do some shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Well, that's
you
in
know
your
what
feelings.
Saying?
That's in your feelings. Why are you getting mad for? I mean, that's in your feelings. I mean, I don't give a fuck. that's an emotion. So yeah, you're
I got in my feelings. That's how we got the topic today. Because I was over in the alley and they were talking about, you know, fuck white people and all this, and that's what made
what?
Me come up with the racism
oh my God.
Show.
I'm so glad that I'm not in that group no more. Oh dear Jesus, because I can't stand when a motherfucker say that shit. Like,
mm-hmm. They had you know, like ugly white kids on the wall. They had like white people's feet that were completely black on the bottom, and saying that we smell like dogs. Like, honest to God, I have never gotten wet and smelled like a dog. I smell like herbal fucking essence. I have never got wet and said I smell like a dog.
I was with a white girl for 2 years, and that's
yeah, baby.
Smell white dog.
Huh? Can I smell you when you're wet?
Yes, ma'am. You can make me wet in this smell.
Hi.
That shit crazy, man.
I'm just saying, though, like, because white people, we wash our hair every day. I don't know a date has gone by that I don't wash my hair. So how the fuck do I smell like a dog and I'm constantly washing?
Not all white people. I don't get it. Greasy hair. I've seen some greasy hair in white people. I'm like, what the fuck?
I have too, but they need to wash that shit.
Yeah,
because white people's hair will oil up real quick.
Well, my hair is washed every 2 weeks because I change my weave every 2 weeks. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes, I do. So yes.
Well, I wash my hair pretty often. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll take, like, if I got some tracks in, I'll take, like, my little clip-ins or whatever. I'll take that shit out. And I'll wash that shit. Fuck it. I just like the way it smells. Like, I like my hair when it's nice and washed and it smells
it's
good.
Fluffy. It's soft.
Yeah, that's what
it starts getting weighted down with all that smoke smell and all that other smell.
Hair.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Exactly.
I would never wear my real hair ever. Nope. Never in my life wear my real hair. And it's not going to happen like that. Nope. Somebody was like, you should go natural. I said, you should put some lotion on your face and shut the fuck up. Ain't no fucking
so
way.
Funny.
I'm not going to go natural.
I do too.
I'm not gonna go natural. Because you know what? I know that I'm my daddy's daughter. You know what I'm saying? I got some of my daddy traits. So long hair, 20 inches of kitchen weave will hide some of that bullshit. Okay? Fuck what you heard. I'm all for team weave, baby. Team weave.
Me too, girl. I love weave. Shit.
I love it.
But, like,
I'm
you know what?
I say weave.
No, that's why I be trying to rock my shit. Like, I make my shit look hella natural. Like, people don't know.
Man, my
no
shit be
no
fucking natural.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
talk
to like, damn. I didn't even know that was weave. I'll be like, yeah.
Yes.
This isn't a weave.
This is a dark skin, bitch. Dominique, here you go. Here you go. Whatever. Okay. Hey, no, look, I don't know no dark-skinned bitches with 20
inches. Me, I do. Man, my girl.
I know dark-skinned bitches with about 15 to 12 inches of real hair, but not 20 inches down to their motherfuckers. I've seen it in L.A. It's everywhere, but no. Not personally. personally than I know them. No, no.
But
no.
There's a lot of Brazilian girls, believe it or not, that are dark skinned that got fucking crazy ass
thick, thick,
wow.
Long hair.
Tell yeah.
Me, really?
That's
really
no, really. I'm so
like
serious.
I don't know that. Oh my
oh,
god, I feel like
okay.
I feel like I'm.
But you know what I'm saying, bro. I
no,
like
no, I don't.
I love dark skinned women. I think they're so sexy.
Hey, hey, hey! Can anybody find me a dark skinned Brazilian bitch with a fat ass booty that's age free? I'm with that.
And,
I ain't got
I
that, but you can have my ex. She's dark skinned with some long
wow.
Hair and a big
oh,
ass.
Goddamn, ex.
Mal. Mal, I'm going to send you a picture. All three of us can get down. She'll come to L.A. with me.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
I'm with that. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Let's have a fuck fest around this mother.
I'm just saying. I'm going to send you a picture. I was in love with that girl. I ain't going to front.
Oh, God.
It's the only chick I fell in love with.
Oh, now we're going to
Los Angeles?
Oh, okay. Okay.
She lives
okay.
In California.
Oh, I'm hella loose. You live in L.A., but when I come out there, nigga, we have to kick it. Like, that would be cool.
Man,
I'm trying
I
to do Vegas in June.
Oh, we have to do Vegas. Vegas in the summertime is the shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I've never been. The show's over, so we're going to get cut off at some point.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, well, I have fun with the show, you guys. See you online.
See
you online, guys.
I'll see you guys on the wall.
Okay,
okay.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.